About time, bitch.
My name is Miss Tiffany Morgan.
Roving away.
It's Troy.
What's going on here?
Just a whole lot of celebrity.
Pause for applause.
Hello.
And welcome to
What's the Maple Tea?
The live broadcast podcast where seagulls talk about everything Drag Race, Kingston Drag, and of course, everything Tiffany Morgan.
Everything Tiffany Morgan.
Everything's
coming up, Tiffany Morgan.
That does not roll off the tongue very well.
Well, you know, just like me, I don't roll off the tongue very well.
No comment on that.
I linger in the palate. I linger in the palate. Oh, shut up, buses!
Yes.
Of course, they're going into their fucking evening calls as soon as
evening
you come
calls.
By.
Oh.
They're like, they know the cat in the house. The cat, the
pussy.
The pussy in the house. They're like, there's a cat here.
You know what? People probably can't even hear them on the microphone.
No, they probably can't.
They just bother us. Yeah. It really is. It's like having a peanut gallery, except it's a budgie gallery.
Yes. I was a little lazy to take them away. But anyway. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. Hello. My name is Rowena Way.
And my name is Miss Tiffany Morgan.
And we're celebrating something today.
What are we celebrating, Rowena Way?
Today, we are celebrating the death of 49 people in Finland in 1928. On a train derailment.
Why did you choose the dark? The dark. You went straight to the dark.
And actually, that was wrong. Sorry. 1940, and it was only 39 people dying. Most destructive train incident in Finnish history.
Those poor Finns.
And that eventually caused a ripple effect that led to the birth of Tiffany Morgan. The crash of the train led to a butterfly effect that led to the birthing of Tiffany Morgan. You're Finnish, right?
No, I'm not. There's
Scandinavian?
Nothing, there's nothing Scandinavian about me.
I have no idea then. I have no idea where I'm going with this.
There's nothing Scandinavian about me.
But it is Tiffany Morgan's birthday today.
It's my birthday.
Her drag birthday.
My drag birthday. Yeah.
So everyone, join me in wishing Tiffany Morgan a happy 24th birthday.
Yes, thank you so much. It's 20. Yes, back in 2000, which is really easy for me to do the math when you're like, I was drag birth. Yeah, it was in the year 2000. You're like, you easily can do the math now.
Oh my God, do you remember that song? I've been to the year 3000. Not much has changed, but they live underwater. And my great-great-great-granddaughter is pretty fine. You could be the great-great-great-granddaughter.
Wait, what?
What?
Hold on a second. Are we talking about generational incest?
That's exactly what we're talking about, yes.
Why am I your friend again? You start off our show talking about mass deaths, and now we're talking about incest. It's like, it must be some sort of 19-plus program here.
I think it is a 19-plus program. But if you want to deep dive into, like, an actual, like, political topic, does incest matter in homosexual relationships? If there's no procreation, does it matter? That's my question for the audience today. Moving on. We're celebrating Tiffany Morgan and all things March 12th.
Yes.
She's like, yes.
Sorry, I got distracted. Celebrating me and everything that's on March 12th. So it's Tiffany Morgan's drag birthday anniversary. And to clarify, because a few people have sent me messages. They're like, oh, I don't remember you doing your first show 24 years ago today. There was one person who's still alive.
Your mama. Your drag mama.
No, it wasn't Jazz. It was this is the anniversary when I first was put into makeup and taken out to the bar sort of thing. It would have been probably a Friday or a Saturday night. And actually, it was a whole bunch of us. There might have been a show, too, but I didn't do the show. It was just get you in makeup, the big borrowed wig. Oh, God. Borrowed everything and, shave my legs. And there we go. We're out and about. And then it wasn't much longer after that before I did my first show.
So it was the birth of Tiffany Morgan, not the... quinceañera, what's the word when you're shown to nobles,
you're coming out, you're
yeah, but what's that called in ancient terms?
No, ancient terms.
They still do them in the South. They still do all these like conception.
Well, it's in high society, too. They still had it in high society in New York as well.
But it's basically like when they're saying, like, you're fertile. A debutante.
Yeah. A debutante ball.
Yes, yep. a debutante ball.
These are the new debutantes.
Isn't that sad? That it's essentially, like, it's a historical way of just presenting a young girl who is now, like, able to be married to society. Isn't that hateful? That's so chauvinistic. Yeah.
Was there a male version? I don't think there was a male version, was there?
I mean, there is in Judaism.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, with the, yes.
The reading of the Torah and everything.
Bar mitzvah.
Yeah, bar mitzvah. But, yeah. I mean, I kind of, you know what? I kind of want that for drag performers now. I want to start, like, a debutante ball. And we'll call it, like, a debutante ball and a, like, what can we call the drag king version? You know what? It doesn't have to be gendered.
It could be debutante.
We'll just call it the debutante ball.
Debutante ball.
And that will be when drag performers are actually, ready to be seen by the public and they can make their first debut. Oh my God. We know we already have that. It's called the open stage.
Debutante? Yeah, sounds about right.
Debutante.
I'm sure it all has something to do with some sort of languages and stuff.
It probably does, yeah.
That would be nice to do something like that. Those kind of traditions, and there are for the male childs too. There are those traditions out there in the world too. You're coming into adulthood, womanhood, manhood, adulthood sort of thing.
For a young man, it's going to their first strip club.
We're not talking about current.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Historical.
Current habits.
habits. It was going to their first cigar shop. And...
Or, they're going hunting or something.
Oh,
who
right.
knows?
Yes. Like, hunter-gatherers.
Hunter-gatherers.
I definitely would have been a gatherer.
Yeah. Yeah, I can totally see you gathering a whole lot of stuff for your
like bending over, ass
for
up,
your prison
face
pocket.
Down. Yeah,
your,
I can totally see
pocket.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, oh, yeah. Did you need a pair of scissors? Did you need some seal husk or something? Seal husk. I don't know where.
I don't know
the anatomy
husk?
Of a seal.
Walrus tusk.
Walrus tusk.
You know
seal
that a husk
sinew.
Is like the skin, right?
Yeah,
the
I know. There's like... nothing husky about a seal. As soon as I said it, I was like, what's wrong? What's
Speaking
wrong
of husks.
I'm a traveler.
How was your CD swap on Saturday?
CD swap. It was called CD Saturday, Rowena Way. It's
Sorry,
called
Seed
CD
Swap Saturday.
CD Saturday.
Seed Swap Saturday.
You know, it definitely has a different term in gay circles when you're like, it's CD Saturday. And it's like, what? In gay circles, they're like, what?
They're like, how do I get invited to the orgy?
what? There's a comment here. I thought we were sworn in when we fall down the grad club stairs. That's your debutante fall. That's a debutante fall.
Not walk down, fall down. I mean, I haven't. No, I have done that.
I think everyone.
I broke a high heel.
Every drag artist has fallen down the stairs at the grad club, myself included. Lord. Yes. Anyway, I've caught myself a few times on the big banisters, mm-hmm. and then I'm like teetering on them, and people below are like, "Ah!"
Catch
and
her!
I'm like, "Catch oh my her!" God. But there was one massive fall. It was from the third floor to the on the one side. It's only a it's only one of those screwed in railings.
Oh, did the railing fall off?
The railing came off with me.
So currently, the grad club is having a fundraiser in order to be able to stay open and do some renovations. And you should really donate in order to repair the railings and also keep it open. They're hoping to raise $100,000, which is a huge sum of money, but we believe that you can do it. If you want the link to that, you can go to thegradclub.ca and they have their link there to Save Our Grad Club. Rent has gone up since COVID 400% for that building. So they are the host of our open stage every month. They are the host of so many queer events since 1963.
They said over 60 years, I read somewhere.
Yeah, that would be 1963 or 64. I think it's...
1963.
Yeah. I read that document.
I only heard wind of it today, and I didn't have a chance to read it yet. Yeah. So
if you want to donate, even the tiniest little bit helps. If you can only donate $2, donate $2, but please donate something to keep the grad club alive. They have been supporting drag in Kingston for ages now.
Ages.
And longer than I've been doing drag. They've been supporting the queer community and supporting drag in Kingston. So please help. Come out to the next open stage. First Wednesday of April, and buy a whole bunch of beer. Even if you don't need it, just buy more beer. just like, walk
can
home.
I just take? Can you buy cans of unopened beer from there or something?
No. You can't do that from
delivery. It has to
they
be
have
delivery.
To open them.
Yeah. It has to be like delivery or something. Yeah.
So sad. Mm. But you could book your event there. They event rent spaces. But I hear that they are closing for the summer.
That's the story I was told, the spring-summer term. They'll reopen again in September. That's what I had heard, but...
But you still have 2 months to book your event, book a meeting, go for beers, go have nachos. Their food is really good.
Do some events in the fall.
Yeah, do some events in the fall. Support your local clubs.
You know, now that we're saying this, maybe I should book the Christmas show right now. Just be like,
I need the
Christmas show.
You're like, I need the grad club to be open next December. Please book it.
Yep, please book it. There we go. Don't close. Because I got it booked.
We got to do the annual Christmas show. Mm-hmm. I have an idea for that, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Which we can talk about later. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But so this week, we are talking about Tiffany Morgan.
Yes. Oh, my God. You know what? It's been a whole, like, 14 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. She held off for 14 minutes.
I know. I've been using it as a coaster. Look. What? Where did this come from?
No one knows. She's shaking it. I hate when people shake gifts. I really do.
Just for the audio. Really?
It, like, traumatizes me. One of the very first presents I ever bought as a young kid, I bought my mom a beautiful, ornate, like, hand-sculpted glass rose. And my cousin threw the present to her. And all I heard was shatter. And so my very first present that I ever bought for my mom was broken because someone threw and, like, shook the present. So it traumatized me. I hate when people shake things. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. That's a little bit into Rowena and her trauma. Don't shake the baby. You can open it. It's okay. Watch it be broken.
Wait, what? It's breakable?
It is breakable.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't kidding. Don't shake the present.
We need to get the audio.
This is ASMR package opening. That is the most abrasive ASMR. Wait, how do we get this sound?
It's a black... Oh my gosh! She's so pretty.
Yes, it is costume jewelry. Antique costume jewelry.
Antique costume jewelry. It is,
the person who made it is down here.
Oh, right here. Oh, okay, yeah. Oh. Oh, Jesus
Christ. Can she read it?
Welcome to the Heidi Douse collection. Oh, Heidi Douse. Each piece is handcrafted and inspired by my love of nature, vintage jewelry, and timeless elegance. You and I share a passion for dramatic jewelry that truly is wearable art. Enjoy. Yes, yes, it is truly enjoyable art. Bienvenue sur la... But it is a necklace with a clasp. It is beaded, and then what do you call this? A pendant? Oh my gosh, yeah. Maybe we need to
put it on her on air.
Okay. Oh, let me do that.
Smack her in the face with that.
So it is like a lapis lazuli kind of beads.
I may have put that on color. And it's choking her to death.
And the stone. Here, I'll loosen it. How would you describe the pendant here?
The pendant I would describe as a floral. Ooh, I caught my beer. Okay. All good.
All right. Okay.
A floral arrangement in the shape of, I don't know, what kind of flower would you call that?
I can't see it anymore. It's on me.
You know what?
It's three different flowers. One kind of looks like a lily. Sorry, not a lily, a daisy. One kind of looks like a carnation, and the other one kind of looks like just the standard flower that you would draw as a kid with, like, the five petals.
So, like a daisy.
A daisy, yeah. Daisy,
give me your answer true.
Is that how that song goes?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just knew it was Daisy, something the skies are blue. Maybe there's more verses.
Wait, am I getting my songs mixed up?
No, I think that I'm probably fucking it up.
On a bicycle built for two.
I really don't know. I really don't know the song. I wasn't around when it came out.
If you can't afford a carriage, I can't afford a marriage.
Oh my gosh,
you
look
sweet on the seat of a bicycle built for two. Bicycle built for two. That's it.
You know what? This actually goes with the shirt you're wearing. Like the color scheme?
Because I'm wearing a yellow, really yellow shirt. So it contrasts perfectly. It's the color wheel.
Apparently it's not lapis lazuli. Apparently it's more of a turquoise or dyed.
Yes, thank you. Oh my God, I did say lapis lazuli. No, it's turquoise. My God. Okay, thank you so much, B. It is definitely a turquoise color. Yes, not lapis lazuli. It's a deep blue. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Oh my gosh.
I wish it was lapis. No.
I need to be edited for these things and be like, okay. But I'm really liking the turquoise colors. Like you've seen, mm-hmm. I have a whole series of necklaces that are turquoise colors.
You do actually, yeah. Oh, you can wear multiple necklaces. You can be that girl.
I can be that. Bitch.
You can be that girl. That's a thing right now. Is wearing like 10 necklaces instead of wearing like one big thing.
Yeah, it's very witchy vibes.
It is very witchy vibes.
Thank you, Rowena.
You're welcome. You're welcome. That's how we hug.
Yeah. Three pats on mm-hmm. the shoulder. There we go. That shows our respect for each other.
It really does. It really does. So, things that happened on March 20th.
Oh, okay. Yes, let's go back to that. Okay. What other tragedies happened on March
12th? I wanted to
other than my birthday.
So, in the year 2000.
Oh, in the year 2000.
Almost nothing.
Which is my birth.
Which is your birth. So, almost nothing of note happened.
Thank you. Thank you, world, for not doing anything on my birthday.
Exactly, which means the only important thing that happened on May 12th, 2000, is the birth of Tiffany Morgan.
Yay!
The other things that actually did happen that year include the death of a famous Olympic athlete. Also...
In 2000?
Yeah, in the year 2000. Okay. Their name was Mac Robinson. They were a sprinter.
Okay.
And Destiny's Child's song, Say My Name, was number one in the United States of America.
It was, wasn't it?
Say my name, say my name. When Priyanka is around you, say baby,
careful, we might get canceled. Oh, wait, we're not on Instagram, that's right.
We're not on Instagram, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Ooh, turquoise is good protection, creativity, positive energy, healing, success, and good fortune. Well, I guess I'm going to have to wear this all the time.
You but, will. You'll have to wear it to work. You'll have to wear it to sleep. You'll have to, yeah. Because, like, you wouldn't want anything bad to happen, so you just have to wear it 24/7.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so that's what happened in the year 2000. Really nothing.
Really nothing.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, what happened in 2001?
Oh, gosh, you're
testing
me.
It wasn't a pandemic. It wasn't a pandemic. So what tragedy occurred?
So apparently nothing important happened for the next, like, 3 years. In the year 2003, the World Health Organization officially warned of the global outbreak SARS. What is it about March?
WHO.
What is it about March that is, like, pandemic month? Oh, my God. In the year 2000, we got the pandemic. That is Tiffany Morgan. In the year 2003, we got SARS. And in the year 2020, we got COVID. Yay!
Which is a SARS derivative. But
it is, yes. Yeah.
SARS. Oh, my God. Well, you probably never... You probably never experienced that, did you?
SARS?
I was in the workspace. Were you in the workforce?
In 2003, so I was 12, but I was... I was at school during SARS.
Oh, school. Yeah. So, yeah, I remember all the concerns and stuff, especially in my work. It didn't get out of Toronto, though, but there was a lot of literature, and I had to print off this 300-page book on how we would stay open during a pandemic.
And they just forgot about that 20 years later. Like actually, they just completely. This is something, you know what? Yeah, I'm not going to talk about it. Yeah, okay. I'm not even going to talk about it.
Maybe we shouldn't talk about that. But yes, the response was, we had a book within the last 20 years that we wrote about this. And
then we just forgot about it.
Where it is. Yeah.
In the year 2011.
Ooh, 2011.
Fukushima exploded.
Has it been that long since Fukushima?
It has been, yeah, it's been a whole 13 years since Fukushima.
And if you don't know what Fukushima is, she's a drag queen. And...
Oh my goodness, that would be a great drag name in some ways, but also terrible. Terrible.
Well, if they're a toxic person, then yes.
Yeah.
Then yes, they would be
It's
perfect.
Essentially a nuclear power plant explosion. That caused, like, a tsunami?
A meltdown. No, it was caught. It happened because of a tsunami.
Because of a tsunami.
Yes.
Tsunami mood.
for practical reasons, they built nuclear power plants by
the water.
By the water, because they need water cooling to cool systems. It. Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Science.
Science. Earthquake and tsunami. Yes, that's what it was. Earthquake and tsunami.
You know what's great about the fact that the nuclear power plant in Ontario is in Ontario?
There's a few of them. Which one are we talking about?
The one that's on, like, Bruce Power, the big one.
Oh, on Huron or
on
whatever.
On Huron. It's because we don't get earthquakes here. We don't get tsunamis here.
And we have really cold water.
And we have really cold water. So, like, we don't have this issue. This issue of, like, all of a sudden, earthquake, tsunami, boom. Yeah,
it's really been interesting because they've been retrofitting them. So we built them and then we sold the model, CANDU model, to the world.
Yeah,
and now they're so old they have to retrofit them. So I know the one on the Bruce Power, they've been retrofitting it for like 20 years.
Well, they
years.
Will forever.
Forever.
That's the thing.
Forever.
As long as technology updates, they will. They will, you know. Yeah. Speaking of explosions.
Really? Yeah. Is it an ass explosion? I don't know.
Well, it is. It is a gas explosion.
I've not seen this list. I have not seen this list ahead of time.
So
she's literally brought it up on her phone.
This is Wikipedia. Oh my God. Just wait. Okay, so 2014, a gas explosion in New York City neighborhood of East Harlem kills 8 people. And injure 70.
That was the gas pipeline. That was the pipeline, wasn't
it? Yeah.
Jesus, how is my memory remembering this?
What is it with March 12th?
Oh my gosh. The pipeline.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So apparently your birthday is just a...
What year was
that? Bang. It's a bang.
It's a bang.
It's 2014.
Oh, okay. That was 10 years ago. Every 3 years or so.
Actually, yeah. It does seem to be every 3 years or so. And 3 years later, flight crashed in Kathmandu, killing 51 people on this day. This is a really, really sad list.
I'm feeling a little traumatized at this point. What's going on here?
I know, right? And then in 2020, on this day, the U.S. suspended travel from Europe due to COVID.
Is my birthday the date of the lockdown?
Your birthday is the date of the official, like, no travel, like, no fly into the States.
Oh my god.
Oh, this is so funny.
Oh my god. When was 9/11? Oh, wait, no.
No, that was September. You're good.
I'm like, oh my god. Something's not right here. We need to be burning some sage or shit.
I'm looking at the list of like famous people who were born on March 12th. And for some reason, you're not on this list.
Well, we'll have to correct that.
We will. Yeah. But you share a birthday with absolutely no one I recognize.
Of importance. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you're the only one.
Throw some names out there. Maybe I recognize one or two.
I mean, I'm literally going through this list, and most of these people are not English.
Well, we try to pronounce their name.
Would you like what year would you like me to start with?
1963.
It is. Okay, going back in time to 63. Okay, in 1963, John Andretti. Oh, I know that name. American race car driver.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, how is this? This is weird. Who's giving me the? All right. 1997.
We had, wow, there's a lot of people on this list. Three different people. Okay. Dean Henderson, English footballer.
Oh.
Alan Saint-Maximin, French footballer. And then Felipe Vizu, Brazilian footballer. So all the soccer players.
Oh, clutch pearls, clutch necklace. Ooh.
I bet you they were fit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No doubtedly, no.
No doubt's not on this list.
No. I remember hanging out with a girlfriend of mine telling me a story that she, so, you know, summer jobs and stuff like that. And she was like a tour guide or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was asked, they're like, oh, there's this tour coming in from, oh, I just forgot the South American country.
Argentina, Peru, Colombia, Bolivia.
Bolivia.
Okay.
I think it was Bolivia. They're like, oh, there's this tour. And the tour was actually a Bolivian soccer team.
Ooh.
Let me tell you, she had her hands full.
Oh, yes, she did. She had consent, of course. Full. Consent was there. Yes. Yeah. So two names you'll recognize. Mitt Romney was born on March 12th.
Hi, Mitt.
And also James Taylor, the singer-songwriter.
I know James Taylor, but I'm not remembering any of their famous songs at this point.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to have to like,
not James Cats in the Cradle. No, song. That's not it, right? That's not James Taylor.
James Taylor, you've got a friend in me. Oh wait, that doesn't make sense.
You got that a can't, friend.
No, it's you've got a friend, not you've got a friend in me. Carolina on my mind. Something in the way she moves. Something in the way she moves. That's a Beatles cover. What original songs do you have? Fire and Rain? Meh.
Fire and Rain! Fire and Rain! That's totally how rain. That goes. That's exactly how
that's
it goes.
That's definitely how that
if
goes.
If that song came up on the karaoke, that's exactly how I would sing it.
I love having to sing songs in karaoke that I have no idea what the tune is because I just make some shit
that's
up.
Happened to me before. That's, yeah. I've been like, oh, just put some Stevie Nicks on. And it was literally a song I had never heard Stevie Nicks ever do. And they're like, this is a classic song. I'm like, not a popular one.
And she's like, I just went like this for the entire song. And it was all...
Played my tambourine played in the
tambourine.
Air.
Played your tambourine.
Yeah.
All very
exciting. I just started singing Sisters of the Moon, even though that wasn't the song at all.
Just do some random shit. Just do some random shit.
Sisters of the Moon.
But yeah, that's all the important things that ever happened on March 12th.
That's all the important things?
That's all of it. That's all of it. Nothing more recent than 2020, apparently.
On Wikipedia, yes.
On Wikipedia.
Well, we're kind of happy for that, right? We're kind of happy because the last one with 2020 was the lockdown. So, speaking of which, Rowena, it's quite a few other people's birthdays as well, probably because people were boning 9 months ago. What would have been 9 months ago?
August? 9 months. Okay. No, August. July. I think July. Wait, no, what's 3 months from now? April, May, June. So June.
June. Oh, okay. So the things started warming up. They decided, let's start procreating. Anyway.
Interesting. What happens in Pride Month? Wait, no, that wouldn't produce babies.
Well, you know, you don't have to be straight but not narrow. Straight but not narrow.
True.
So, you know, they like to get, you know, the party on just like the gays. And they like to fuck like just like the gays. Maybe not just like the gays, but you know what I mean. So, you know, there we go. Accidents happen.
Accidents do happen, especially when condoms weren't quite as common.
Yeah. And speak about accidents, it's Lilith Kane's birthday this Friday.
Oh my gosh, like the drag queen Lilith Kane, or her actual birthday?
No, I think it's her actual birthday. We'll add that there.
That is very exciting. Happy birthday, Lilith Kane, the dumb slut.
The trash whore herself.
Yes, she is. She is spreading her trash filth all over Victoria.
She's not even in Victoria right now. She's off to some sort of punk band thing, whatever. Okay. Metal, I don't know. She's
excellent. The herpes surfing. Is going other places.
Just spread the love, spread the gonorrhea for her, please, for you and for me and the entire human race.
That's called Fire and Rain by James Taylor.
That's what it feels like when you pee.
Yes, yes. Fire and rain. Oh, God.
Happy birthday, Lilith.
Happy birthday, Lilith. Is she watching? Is she here?
If she's watching, she's probably three sheets to the wind at this point. Maybe in a hotel or airport. I don't know, wherever she is. They take the phone away when you're in the drunk can, right? Drunk tank.
You know, I think that they probably should if they're if they're doing it right. The one time I was in the drunk tank, I don't think they took my phone away, but I was also just sleeping. Yeah. Not in the prison drunk tank, at the Queen's University drunk tank. CORE, campus observation room. You're telling me you never ended up at CORE when you were at Queen's?
I could handle my drink.
That was my like very first time like heavy drinking. It was bad. It was my whale the gale.
Oh, whale the gale.
Yeah.
We didn't whale our gale. We're terrible people. And our gale told us that, too, afterwards. I was quite surprised by that.
Our frosh got sloshed, and our gale got whaled.
So, tell me about this. So, I had a girlfriend of mine at Queens who did the campus security, but I don't think I've ever... I don't remember these stories about CORE.
So, campus observation room is the downstairs of Vic Hall. So the basement of Vic Hall.
There's a lot in Vic Hall.
Yeah, there's a basement of Vic Hall. There's the campus observation room, which is essentially like, it's set up like a hospital ward. It's a bunch of beds, and there's people who monitor you as you sleep overnight.
Oh.
So it's someplace you can bring your drunk friends to recover in a safe space.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I ended up there once. I got put in a taxi at the Whale of the Gale, and... because for some reason, our whale, the gale, turned into a slosh the frosh. Like, literally, we walked in, and they handcuffed her hands, and they wouldn't let us out until we did three shots. I got put in a taxi, ended up at CORE, and the next morning, I woke up, I was like, where the fuck am I? Best sleep of my life. I don't think I slept that well since.
I remember... This is totally reminding me of a lovely story. Drinking with friends. We go off to Ottawa. The next morning, and my friends are so drunk out of their tree. And for some reason, I'm the first one up. I don't know why. So I'm sitting there with a coffee beside a friend of mine who's sleeping on the couch, who's sleeping like the dead. He's like this, with arms crossed around the chest, just stone dead. And then suddenly he wakes up, he opens his eyes, and then just like... bounces up. He's like, like, And then he sees me, and then he's like, oh, okay, okay.
And he literally came back from the dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, were you paranoid that you didn't know where you were? And then you saw me, and you said, and he's like, yeah, that's exactly how it is. He's like, I don't know where I am. Oh, Tiffany's here. I'm okay.
Yeah. You would think that, like, waking up somewhere that you don't recognize or recognize
would be a familiar
something
face.
That you would only happen, like, once or twice in your life. It's definitely happened to me way too many times. Yeah.
Where am I?
I'm so happy I don't blackout drink anymore. That's a very good part of my life that's behind me.
Yeah. You know, I try. But the survival instincts kick in. Goodness sakes. Which, yeah. Although I did get my drink on the weekend.
Did you? At CD Saturday?
So I did see the CD Saturday, the seed swap. We didn't finish that story, did we? Oh, my God. So CD Saturday is a seed exchange. You can buy some seeds. And we're talking gardening seeds, angiosperm seeds, you know, to grow flowers.
Sorry, sperm?
And vegetables.
Angiosperm? Not gynosperm?
Not gymnosperm, angiosperm.
Okay.
Why is it called sperm? Why is sperm in there? What is it? What is the Latin for sperm? What is Latin mean?
Spermatoa. Well, it's like one of the gametes. That's the problem.
Oh, maybe that's it. Angio gamete. Oh, maybe that's it. The switching of I don't know. Anyway,
who knows?
Who knows? Anyway, so yeah, seeded plant.
It was plant seed swap.
Oh, wait. There's gymnosperms that have seeds too. Anyway, whatever. So I went to that, and then I went to the Kingston Humane Society fundraiser put on by Bewitched.
Yes, and you performed.
I performed, yes. Do you want to know something? And they started my song before I was even ready.
They started your song before you were even ready?
Yes, yes.
Did they know you weren't ready?
No, they didn't know.
Did they notice that you didn't come on stage? Because I feel like you're a fairly, like, you're a presence, usually. And so if you're not on stage, I feel like people would notice.
B's like, it was Tom's fault. So it's funny. When I heard my music, I was just putting my wig on. And then I'm like, it's on. I didn't even look in the mirror. And then I'm looking at videos now afterwards. And I'm like, oh, it was just slightly askew.
just say you had a few too many drinks.
Which I did have a few too many drinks.
Oh my goodness. I heard that it was a sold out show.
It was a sold out.
Which is wonderful. I mean, the Humane Society, I hope they raised a whole bunch of money.
You know, there were definitely hardcore Humane Society people there.
What is a hardcore Humane Society person? Well, what does that look like?
Well,
can you paint a picture for me?
They have 10 dogs. sorry. He literally went, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you to stall. The streets love to sabotage.
Sabotage!
Well, anyway, it's a laughable moment. Sorry. Oh my God. Now that we're doing this live, I'm like, it was a laughable moment. It happened. And these things happen. I've done this to other people.
She's done it. Me.
Yeah. What? Really?
Yeah. You started my song. It was not even close to being ready. And I just, like, yelled out the dressing room door. I'm pretty sure it was at the Renaissance. And I was like, I'm not ready.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I can see myself doing that because so often.
You were 9 sheets to the wind.
What? That.
Not 3.
That,
9.
9. Nine. But also a lot of the drag artists didn't want to come out to show their outfit. They would wait for the music and then open the door and come out.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, Rowena.
I know. It was a long time ago and I've totally forgiven you.
And you totally forgot about it too, apparently.
Yeah, I totally forgot about it. Totally forgot about it. Yeah.
But a hardcore meaning that they've never been to a drag show before. There was a few people out there that had never been to a drag show. There was an entire table of young people who have been to a drag show and volunteer for Kingston Humane Society. They were in the back they were getting drunk. They were getting drunk in the back table there. But yeah, it was really nice to see new faces. But then there was the hardcore old faces that come out to all the drag shows. And there was a table that came to a drag show I did at the tavern, and they're like, we loved it, so we came out here. Aww. And I was like, oh.
Repeat customer.
I know.
Wow.
The one has a harem, and I think he wants me to be part of his harem.
Harem?
Sorry. That's pronouncing harem.
I'm so confused right now.
I can't pronounce harem. I always call it harem. I don't know what it's because of Abfab. Abfab. They're like, instead of harem, they said harem.
Oh, Abfab.
Yes, Abfab. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of upcoming shows, if you haven't been to a drag show before and you're listening to our podcast for the first time, there are lots of upcoming shows in Kingston. In fact, this Friday there are two shows. But tomorrow, Wednesday, if you're a Queen's student, you can go to Queen's Pub for Ritual on Wednesday, and you can, sorry, not Queen's Pub, Clark Hall Pub.
Clark Hall Pub.
Clark Hall Pub for trivia, drag trivia with me.
Is Queen's Pub even, no, it's closed, right?
J-Duck? No, not Queen's Pub. Clark Hall Pub. Yeah. Queen's Pub is closed.
Yeah, it's in the J-Duck. Yeah.
Clark Hall
Pub. Or whatever the J-Duck is now, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah. Actually, Ritual's only on Fridays, isn't it? Yeah, Ritual's a Friday thing. Come for trivia on Wednesday at Clark Hall Pub.
Clark Hall Pub.
That's tomorrow.
Well, everyone, Ritual, Clark Hall, everyone knows what you mean.
Yeah, right? It's all the same thing.
Have I been to Clark Hall? I may have been there once.
I haven't been in years, like since I was a student years, and it's going to be really weird to be back as an adult. All of these people are going to be half my age. Literally half my, no, they can't be half my age. That's good. I'm not old enough for that.
Rowena, thank you for reminding me that they will be half my age.
They will be half your age, yes.
And even younger.
Yeah. Yeah. But all 19 are over. So all legal. Good to know.
No.
Mm-hmm. And then Thursday is, of course, Drag Bingo at Daft.
Oh, Drag Bingo at Daft.
Yeah. And then Friday, there are two events in Kingston. So Lizzie St. Cloud is hosting first one-woman show.
Yeah.
And that is at the Grad Club. You can get tickets at dragshow.ca.
Mm-hmm.
But also...
Oh, actually, I think it's pay what you can at the door, is it?
Well, I think you can get them in advance or pay what you can at the door.
Oh, okay.
Is it not?
Okay. I'm going to double check that right now, but you continue going. Lizzie St. Cloud.
Yes. If you are a Queen student, Queer Prom is this Friday.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're performing?
I'm performing
and
at Queer
I'm
Prom.
Performing.
And you're performing at Queer Prom.
Yeah. It's very exciting. So we're about to find out Lizzie St. Cloud's solo show. Is pay whatever you can, but $15 suggested amount.
And a quarter of the profit will be donated to Kingston Interval House.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
That's so lovely.
Yeah.
So I don't see a buy in advance option though.
No. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well. So just at the door. $15 at the door. Or pay what you can.
Yeah. And then there's also another show.
Oh my god, there's a third show on Friday?
Isn't there three shows? Oh no, there isn't. Why am I getting confused?
No, right there. Divas do Broadway. But that's in Belleville.
Oh, that's in Belleville.
And I have a show on... I'm actually doing two
if
shows
if you're
on
in Belleville.
I have a show at Carlo Estates in Prince Edward County.
When?
On Friday.
Oh yes, you're...
Yeah, because I'm doing a double dip.
You're
double dipping.
Roby. I'm putting two and two together. How did you get here to Sweet Pea Studios? Not in your usual
wagon. Vehicle may have died yesterday. And so I am currently borrowing my partner's car. But I will be borrowing my parents' car this week.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh, B's been sending some more messages here. So, talking about the Kingston Humane Society's fundraiser, we raised about $2,690.
I like how specific that about is.
After deductions. I would have said around $2,700.
That's craziness. That is so amazing.
Yeah.
That is... Think of all the animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that is insane. That is insane. And it's something to be said, like, because you're partnering. Sorry, I'm going to go into my drag show event organizing brain here. But you're organizing a show. It's good to partner with an established charity mm-hmm. that has a following who they can reach out to and be like, hey, come to the event. But also changing up your venues, too. This you is know? True. Like, there's a lot of people who will not drive downtown. they will not go downtown. And there's a lot of downtown people who will not go uptown or anywhere else, too. But it's nice to switch things up so that you can get those different audiences.
I find it kind of sad. I mean, sometimes it's people just transport. Transport is difficult. Sometimes it's difficult to get downtown, East End, West End. Mm-hmm. Like, it's good to have diversity of location. But I think it's sad sometimes when the people who do have the ability to drive don't.
They don't choose.
They're just like, we know it's 10 minutes. I don't want to do it.
I don't want to park downtown. It's hard to find parking downtown. Oh, God.
If you want to park, there's parking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Take a fucking cab.
Take a bus. Take an Uber.
And B's saying that Lizzie's show is pay what you can online and at the door.
So look for that link. I'm guessing it's somewhere on dragshow.ca. I just didn't see it.
I didn't know. Like, maybe there's a link, and maybe I should be adding a link. So what you're saying is, I'm smart. Yes, you are, B. Yes,
yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Yes, because B organized that entire show, and congratulations to you. That was mm-hmm. actually, yeah. Because, wait, hold on a second here. I'm just like, how long has B been doing drag? It's been like two years.
One year.
We interviewed B.
Yeah, we did.
For What's the Maple Tea? Go check out themapletea.ca, and mm-hmm. you can listen to that podcast. But already organizing shows that are selling out and raising over $2,700.
Which is, I mean, one, amazing for the community.
Yeah.
Two, such a success. And three, such a good person.
Oh, I know. 1 year, 3 months. 1 year, 3 months.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that's just mind-boggling because I don't even think I raised that much money in the first 10 years of my
Were you trying, though? Were you trying?
Well, you know, I did do a lot of free shows for charities and stuff, so... and then I stopped doing that at some point.
She's like, I became a commercial business. I wanted money.
Well, yeah, I've said this story a million times, and I'll say it again, because there was that one, I rethought what I was doing when I went to this one charity show. So it's a dance, they're fundraising, and they wanted a drag number. So I go to it, and I'm like, I'm the drag artist, I'm here to perform. And they're like, okay, it's $5 to get in.
Yeah. You should not be paying to support someone if you are
giving
the
a free
hired help.
Performance. Yeah. Exactly. So that's when I was like, okay. And I had a conversation with a fellow kind of union type person, and they're like, yeah, it's you know, it's work. You're doing work. It's work should be compensated. Your art, actually, if you look at
unless
it from an art
perspective, unless you are actively volunteering your time, if you have chosen to volunteer, that is different.
Yeah. Well
if someone asks you and they're like, "We would like to do an event. We're willing to give you an honorarium in order to perform at this event," and then you could say, "Well, actually, I'd like to do it for free. Can you please keep the honorarium and donate it?"
Okay, but there's still a dollar amount
yes.
to that. There's yeah. still a dollar amount to that, right? So there's always still a dollar amount. You may be like, I want to donate it back, but I know that it's $50, and I know that my time is $50, $100, whatever it might be, mm-hmm. you know? And yeah, so you could be donating it back and stuff, but there is a
$1 million.
B's really chatty on here. The Kingston Humane Society gave me the gift of adopting my late rat, Maple. Oh, so I'm aww. Forever grateful to them. Oh, and tear. Oh, Maple. Mm-hmm. Maple. oh, donate. Sorry, not donate. Well, you could
you
donate.
You can still donate
or adopt.
Yeah, or adopt an animal.
Or adopt an animal.
But only if you're going to keep it. Mm-hmm. Don't just adopt on a whim. Adopt because you want it.
Yeah, don't adopt bunnies for Easter.
No, no, no. Instead, just go completely different. Adopt budgies. These two. The ones over here.
That went to sleep already?
They yeah, seem to those be sleeping two. They now. Seem to be sleeping. Yeah.
We did save them from somewhere, but now I know why. Their family didn't love them. Budgies are hard to love. Because they don't want to do anything with
just
you.
Just like drag queens.
They don't even want to look at you. They're just like, stop, why are you looking at me in that
way? They're like, these are just pretty things that sit here.
Tiffany has adopted a squirrel. Yes, I have adopted
a squirrel. Oh, yes. Yes, she has. It keeps trying to come back into your house.
Did I tell you? No, I didn't tell. I'm going to tell you now because I've started that story. But I have to get an exterminator because I heard something in the wall.
The exterminator?
An exterminator.
Oh, okay.
Or someone who will relocate it to a different plane of
you
existence.
You could just get a you could get a trap.
It's in the wall.
You could put it in the roof. The trap?
Anyway, we can talk about that later, but I have no idea how it got in there and I don't know how to get it out.
Okay. I've had that issue before.
You don't know how it got in there and you don't know how to get it back out.
Exactly.
That's that exact scenario.
That exact scenario.
When you woke up on the cot in the Vic Hall.
I don't know how it got in there.
Something's in here. I don't know how to get it out.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. And the x-ray said, slut.
And the x-ray said. Oh, we need to find those videos of do not put it in your butt.
Don't you put it in your mouth.
Don't you put it in your butt.
Don't you shove it in your face.
Don't you shove it in your butt.
Though it might look good to eat.
Though it might look good to eat.
Though it might look good to taste.
Though it might look good to taste.
I don't remember what the rest is.
You could get sick. Real quick. Real sick. Real quick. Don't you put it in your mouth.
This is an old Canadian TV advertisement.
Which I think I've tortured you with it before.
I'm sure. Honestly, I'm surprised you haven't performed it at a drag show.
We need puppets, though.
We need puppets. Like, Everyone loves puppets.
Everyone loves puppets.
You know what they haven't done on Drag Race in a while? I feel like they haven't done... No, they did. They did it last year.
Like a sewing challenge? Do you think they haven't done a sewing challenge in a while?
I really miss the sewing challenges.
My name is Miss Tiffany Morgan. I'm like, let's pause and take a moment here while we change topics.
And my name is Robina Way.
And I guess we're talking about Drag Race now.
Apparently. That was a good segue.
Season 16, Drag Race. Yeah. So what was it? It was like three sewing challenges?
Three sewing challenges.
First time.
And we're not even at the top six.
First time. So spoilers. Why the fuck didn't they send anyone home this last week?
Oh, God. And why, I did not believe that Maya on the page was safe. Either of these weeks. Last week, this week.
Like I said before, I think it's a Make-A-Wish Foundation situation.
Yep.
I honestly, or maybe she's got the golden chocolate bar or something. I don't fucking know.
It's chocolate.
The gold bar, not the golden chocolate. Anyway, yeah.
Does she have a secret immunity potion? Does she have something on RuPaul? Has she been blackmailing RuPaul?
It was refreshing to know that RuPaul admits to some sort of a substance use issue.
Mm, yes,
because I have heard those stories.
Yes,
but
that she says it's like 30 years ago.
Not that long
ago. That's what she says. 20 years ago? 20, 30? She says that it, like, her sobriety aligns with her partner's sobriety. Anyway, read her book, the something of hidden meanings. The book of hidden meanings. The drag wig of hidden meanings. I don't paint my own makeup, but I look beautiful.
Hidden meanings.
Yes.
But yeah, this last episode, what was it again? What were they doing?
This last episode was the, it was like a girl group power anthem choreography.
Oh, yes. Go vote.
Yeah, go vote. Honestly, register to vote.
Yeah, because it's an election year this year in the States.
Well, is it this year? It's the primaries.
The primaries. people need to remind
me. Oh, yeah, no, 2024. You're right. Is the election year. 2024.
Is it not this year?
Yeah, it is this year. It'll be this fall is the election. But
wait, is this also an election year for Canada this fall?
I don't think so. Or the next year. I think it's next year. I hope it's next year. I don't want
to. Can you imagine?
I don't want to vote.
Can you imagine people going in to vote in Canada and they're like, where's Trump?
I'm looking.
You're looking that up.
It is next year. It is 2025 for the federal election. I know, right?
And I think provincial, Ontario provincial one is nearish that time.
The year after?
No, I think it's before.
I think it's the year after. I don't know. Honestly.
Go vote.
Honestly, go register vote. Register to vote. Go vote. Please don't vote conservative. Just literally anything but.
But Rowena, I think Pierre Poilievre, he's folksy. He's of the people. Why wouldn't I vote for Pierre Poilievre?
Because he is a gay-hating, trans-hating, maniacal asshole.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You heard it here first.
Exactly.
Yeah. Don't vote conservative, please. If you love any member of the 2S LGBTQIA community, mm-hmm. do not vote conservative. Like, it actually matters. You see what's happening in Alberta. Look at Alberta and then believe that it couldn't happen across Canada.
Let's go back to that comment in a moment, because we're talking politics right now.
Yeah.
I got a blah blah emoji. Nasty, yeah. Gross. I am. I don't know. I feel like I want to talk to an activist or someone who understands media and politics and stuff to. Just how I can address the interesting it's in the dialogues right now with media, especially the right side of media. National Post, they just published an article about trans kids and how all that is. Anyway, they're trying to drum up that there's no science behind it or whatever. To start to block puberty or to even do surgery for youth, trans youth, specifically trans youth. It's interesting how they don't talk about, you know, whatever, or that they don't do therapies. They don't try to give you counseling to get out of your transgenderism or something. But all these conversations are in the public and they are becoming fodder for the election, for the Conservative Party, for all, you know, and I just don't know how to fight back against that, you know, like, because and let me try to make this a little bit more eloquent, but to feed into that narrative that they are writing is to feed into their narrative, like you're actually playing their game, and I'm like, how can we be playing our own game to be positive for trans youth?
The number one way to improve the sentiment towards everyone, like equality, is education. And education is exhausting, but it is the number one thing. The more educated you are, the more likely you are to be progressive, the more likely you are to believe in equality, the more likely you are to believe in equal rights. So the more educated you are, the smarter you are.
I just want to know how to fight back against that. Like, I don't want to, I don't like reading or seeing that rhetoric, and I can't believe it's being talked about out loud, but... anyway, it's not something you can answer.
No. I mean, the answer is help people to understand the truth in life and not the fear mongering.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this is why we have things like science.
Science.
like this is why we have things like scientific research. And this is why scientific research is supposed to be peer reviewed. And this is why like,
or at least public health, you know, like, yeah, when we talk, like, about the percentages of suicide deaths for kids who are receiving treatment for being trans, like light puberty blockers, their chances of survival from suicide is much higher. Like these sort of things. Yeah, that's very important. Yeah. That's very important. We're getting a lot of comments now. Now that we start talking about
this. We're talking about politics.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like one of the easiest things I think that we can do, Tiff, is at shows. Just talk about it.
Yeah.
Because yeah. We are public figures. We are public facing. And we stand out, and therefore we should be vocal, and we should use our platforms as voices.
There we go.
Yeah.
And then we'll round out the evening, because we've already been on, it's over 8, it's after 8 p.m.
Oh my goodness.
But we'll round out the evening with this lovely comment. I am shocked and gagged and gooped. That's not exactly what they said. Shocked. RuPaul.
Gagatondra.
RuPaul is doing her book tour in Toronto, but can't she... She can't do Canada's Drag Race.
Because Canada's not an interesting place to visit. She chose Australia and the UK. Actually, let's end this with big news. Let's end this with big news.
Oh, big news. What's the big news? Big news, Rowena.
Michelle Visage is officially the host of Drag Race Down Under. I think that what we'll probably see happening next is that Drag Race UK will probably be hosted by someone else as well. Eventually.
Oh, you mean like one of the executive producer type people?
No, I think that it would be like, it'd probably be hosted by like Graham Norton or Alan Carr, or maybe who knows? Or maybe one of the winners.
Oh.
Okay. Because I think RuPaul's Drag Race will just be the original. So I think that she'll probably stay in the US.
Oh, you mean RuPaul?
Yeah, I think she's getting tired.
She's getting tired, and Michelle Visage. Is not?
Yeah, I guess.
Unless Michelle is filming it when it's summer there to stay warm.
Yes, because she doesn't have the boob fat anymore. She doesn't have that. Yeah, she doesn't have that insulation. Oh my and God. On that note, no, yeah, you have exactly. been listening to What's the Maple Tea? You can find us everywhere on themapletea.ca and wherever podcasts are found. Of course, on Instagram and Facebook at What's the Maple Tea. And you can follow me, Rowena Way, at Rowena Way or rowenaway.com for all my upcoming events. And you are.
My name is Miss Tiffany Morgan. It's my birthday.
It's her birthday.
My drag birthday. 24 years old. And you can find me on tiffany.com. And feel free to give me some cash.
Birthday cash.
Birthday cash.
Tip her.
Tip me. Tiffany.com. TYFFANIE.com. And again, find us on themapletea.ca.
Themapletea.ca. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.